Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. This is going to be the day. This is it. Today is the day, or tonight is the night. President Donald Trump will be announcing his next nominee for the Supreme Court Justice. I'm trying to do a drum roll with my tongue there, I think. When you are in a desperate situation, you oftentimes do stupid things and say stupid things. You know, I've compared the liberals that are losing to a wild animal that's injured and cornered. And they are barking and growling and slobbering and scratching and kicking and doing whatever it is they do to try and get the point across. When I believe we are in a crisis in this nation, and I have blamed Congress, and I will continue to do that, each time a politician says, save our democracy, or they're protecting our democracy, I get upset. While we have some, more than necessary, democratic policies, we were established to be a republic. And if you can keep it, Benjamin Franklin said, and we have done a really bad job of that. We have failed miserably. However, while Democrats, I am now spelling, this happened over the weekend, I'm now spelling Dems with an I, as in D-I-M, as not the brightest bulb in the box. And by the way, the rhinos are not reps, they're rips, R-I-P. Meaning ripping this nation apart. Well, they defy the president at every corner. Every single thing that he does, which is really defying you. The duly elected president, Donald Trump. So at every turn, these anti-republic politicians and their bought and paid for mainstream media go at the president non-stop. They have done it since the day he was elected. And once again, I want to reiterate with you, it is you, the American people, that they hate, and they want to control you. This looks to be another huge week for news. As today's announcement, and then the trips with the president, and of course on the 16th, which is, when is that? When is the 16th? That's next week, isn't it? I was thinking that was this Friday. Wham, we're making this week go fast. The 16th is when he will be making his trip to Finland to meet with Putin, with President Putin. So there's much to share today, and I want to get on with it. I have an article here that I want to share with you in its entirety. I know that's not good of me, but I like this article. And it's kind of indicative of what's going on. If you pay attention, and if you were paying attention a few weeks ago when I read the Civil War, and if you didn't, I believe I put that on the blog, so you can go back and look at it on the blog. Just go to csctalkradio.com, and you'll be there. You can see the blog page, you can see the podcast page, and we have a video page now. We're putting the monologues up on video, and we will eventually be doing the entire show on video. We have a couple of them up there, but not all of them. The system doesn't need to be fixed every time liberals lose. That's the title of this article. It's coming from the Daily Signal. It's written by David Harsanyi. He goes on, if you're under the impression that the system exists merely to facilitate your partisan agenda, it's not surprising that you also believe it's broken every time things don't go your way. This is why so many Democrats argue that we should fix the Electoral College when they lose a presidential election and fix the filibuster when they run the Senate and now fix the Supreme Court when they don't run the Senate. Now go back and remember everything that was in that Civil War article. Let's continue with this one. During the Obama presidency, liberal pundits groused about the supposed crisis posed by a dysfunctional Congress. In political media parlance, dysfunction can be roughly translated into Democrat aren't able to do as they'd like. Congress, as you know, was only broken when President Obama wasn't getting his agenda passed. Not when his party was imposing a wholly partisan, unprecedented health care regime on all Americans. Now, I'm going to take just a little minute there to put a little Beth in there. Many Republicans voted for that. And when they had the opportunity in 2012 to undo it, they did not. And when they had that opportunity in 2016 to undo it, they did not. So we cannot blame just the Dems with an I. We have to blame some of the Rips with an R, I-R-I-P, for Republicans, Rips. Okay, let's go on. In any event, the political establishment spent 6 years wringing its hands about subsequent GOP electoral success, which has an organic political reaction that strengthened separation of powers and reflected the nation ideologically divisions. Although you'd never know it listening to the political coverage, it meant the system was working just fine. But let me take a little Beth break there again. Go back to 2012 during President Barack Obama's State of the Union address when he said, I would like to have more power so that I can, he wanted to he wanted to have a new balance of power from the other entities, from the legislation, from the judicial branches. I couldn't think of the word branches. So he could consolidate. What do you think that meant? Because I remember that very, very well, that I wrote it down on my little yellow sheet. If you remember, I keep a little yellow sheets and I do take notes. And that is a scary thought when they want to start restructuring the government. But they have been doing that. And that's why we have the deep state. We were never meant to have the bureaucracy that Congress has put in place. And yes, some presidents helped. But it has been Congress who has stayed and stayed and stayed. You know, the president has term limits. Congress doesn't seem to have that. So, when we start fussing about what's going on, who do we really look at? Do we look at President Barack Obama? He did a lot of bad things. President Bush did a lot of bad things. President Clinton did a lot of bad things. Both Bushes. But who was the ones really in charge? Who is it that is supposed to be watching out for you? Yeah. It's those elected officials, Congress. Congress. We're going into a break. I do want to finish this article before we start taking calls, but I will give the number out at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895. I'm going to slow down. I've gotten in trouble for that. 877-895-5410. And this is a republic as long as we can keep it that way. And we will be right back.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to get on with this article. I hope you're finding it as interesting as I am. You're probably thinking, all right, quit stopping and give you your own opinion on it. But I have to do that. You know, that's what I get paid for. So let's go on. It says, in any event, the political establishment spent 6 years, I know I read this a little bit ago, wringing its hands about subsequent GOP electoral success, which was an organic political reaction that strengthened separation of powers and reflected the nation's ideological divisions. Although you'd never know it, listening to political coverage, it meant the system was working just fine. Yet many of the president's boosters, including Ezra Klein, then at the Washington Post, began arguing that not only was Congress broken bad, but it was fundamentally broken really bad. By 2013, after Republicans had made gains in the Senate, Klein and others were arguing that increasing majority, I don't know how you say this, the majority to fix the problem. It was the GOP's unprecedented obstructionism, a euphemism for disagreeing with Obama's policies, that supposedly left them with no other choice. You know, I can understand some things, as this is back to Beth now, policies. But we should always, whether you're a Democrat with an E or Republican with an E, those two parties should always be focusing on liberty and what is parallel with the Constitution. We are a constitutional republic. So let's move on. Now, if the majority of voters had been fully disgusted with obstructionism, the GOP would have paid a political price for its actions. But instead, the opposite occurred. Perhaps instinctively, voters wanted a more ideologically balanced Washington. So Democrats decided the system was the problem. And they say, and I don't know if it's true, that that's why when a president is elected, it's usually the opposite party that wins the next election, not necessarily the next presidential election, but the next election as far as the senators and representatives go. And we're going to see, I think, I don't like to make predictions, but I actually think it's going to be the opposite this time because the American people are fed up with what they're seeing. And we've got more news here that I want to cover. But I think I hope most Americans, if they're not the ones that are totally dependent on the government, most Americans are fed up with what they have seen and what they are hearing. Moving on to this article, let's get it finished up. What we call norm breaking these days was referred to as reform during the President Obama administration. Now, they've just used the word Obama. I'm sticking in the president because I think it's time we started giving the office the respect it needs. Reformers such as Klein and his allies persuaded Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid, if you'll remember, a man who had once argued that weakening the Senate filibuster would destroy the very checks and balances of our founding fathers put in place to prevent absolute power by any one branch of government to use the nuclear option and blow up the Senate rules on judicial filibusters so Obama could stack the courts. Thanks to all of you who encouraged me to consider filibuster reform, Harry Reid tweeted in 2013, it had to be done. And now they're not too happy about what they've done. But then, the unanticipated began happening. For one thing, the GOP won the majority, and Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, despite immense pressure, refused to give President Obama's Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland a vote. That's kind of made him mad. I don't know if you've noticed that. Let's move on. That was well within his authority as Majority Leader. His constitutional authority and his ideological imperative to stop Democrats from transforming the Supreme Court into the entity relying on empathy over the Constitution. That is the problem with this Supreme Court issue. We shouldn't be saying, I want a liberal on the Supreme Court. We shouldn't be saying, I want a conservative on the Supreme Court. This is coming from Beth, not the article. What we should be hoping and praying for is a constitutionalist on the Supreme Court. A justice that loves the Constitution, understands and knows the Constitution. The reason the Dems, D-I-M-S, are screaming about abortion, Roe versus Wade being overturned, and Obamacare being overturned, is because they know it was done unconstitutionally. So I would rather those of us who support, air quotes here, Constitution, our conservative, the word conservative, to stop using that and start using constitutional. A constitutional justice. Not one that stands up and says, it's an old document, we need to rewrite it. That puts chills down my spine when we have a Supreme Court justice, and I can't remember her name. It's the older one, the one that's going to live forever. She's the one who said it. You know, if they don't love the document that they take an oath to uphold, how can they have their positions, whether it be in the Supreme Court or whether it be in Congress as a senator or representative or a president of the United States. They take an oath to the Constitution of the United States, and then they set forth to put in form, in progress, policies that go opposite to the Constitution. And the Supreme Court tries to rule on emotions instead of constitutionality. All right, let's get back to this. I don't even know where I was. The tactic opened a seat for the next president, which is Donald Trump, who also won unexpectedly. And guess what's broken now? The Electoral College. He goes through this, and he's talking about what it is that the Democrats, the DIMs, want to fix. They want to fix everything when they lose. When they lose, they need to restack the deck because it just didn't quite work out like they wanted it to. So we know that they're upset with the Electoral College. We know that they're upset with the fact that President Donald Trump is now going to have a second opportunity to nominate a Supreme Court justice. And we know that the Dems, D-I-M, are going to obstruct it. But the one thing we know is some of those Democrats are from states that President Donald Trump won. And what will that do to their constituents there in their state? These senators. Because America is watching as Congress, both Republicans and Dems, both Rips and Dems, have obstructed this president that was duly elected by the people. The Electoral College was genius by our founding fathers so that we would not be under a democracy, which is mob rule, but a republic where the minority always has a voice. The arrogance of the age, maybe every age, he says, is the intellectuals believe by default that they're smarter, more moral, and more evolved than those who came before them. We often hear the left griping about the antiquated nature of the Constitution. It was Klein, after all, who once claimed that the Constitution is a confusing document because it's old. Well, it's confusing because it's not socialism. It's confusing because it gives the power to the people. It's confusing because it's not what they want. We're going into a break. If you would like to have this article, you can do a little web search. It's from the Daily Signal. The system doesn't need to be fixed every time liberals lose. I thought it was kind of fascinating. I kind of went through it really fast with you. I have a couple other things I want to talk to you about, but the number to call is 877-895-5410. Deep breath, slow down. 877-895-5410. In this republic, we're going to be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been talking about the Supreme Court. I've been talking about the DIMs, D-I-M-s, like not the brightest bulb in the box. And about the Supreme Court. And about how every time the liberals lose, they want to fix things. Well, one of you is listening, and he's out of Wisconsin. His name's Gary, and he says, Beth, glad you touched on the Supreme Court subject today. This is the message that I sent to the White House recently. President Trump, we need a solid constitutional originalist on the Supreme Court. In fact, we need a total of 9 of them. We need justices that firmly believes in what our founders meant and understood when they wrote the Constitution. We do not need someone that treats the Constitution as anything other than a solid contract with the states and the American people. You know, I had somebody get mad at me because I said it's a contract. Sent me a nasty little email. Even Justice Scalia was wishy-washy at times in unwaveringly upholding the original meaning of the Constitution. Justice Thomas is often more reliable in upholding the Constitution and was an admirable choice. We need a solid constitutional originalist on the Supreme Court. In fact, we need a total of 9 of them. Let's guarantee liberty for all Americans and uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in all instances and under all circumstances. Thank you, Gary, for that. I appreciate it so much. He is always, always, meaning Gary, sending and staying in touch with his politicians there in Wisconsin. And I know that he fights tooth and toenail for liberty. And I appreciate what he shares with me. He shares quite a bit with me. And I think I've read some on the air before. Well, we know that the boys in Thailand that are trapped in this cave, this is a dire situation. I mean, it is a dire situation. Now, they rescued four of these boys yesterday. They rescued four of the healthiest ones. And they're going to continue trying to rescue. They were concerned that they weren't going to get them until the rainy season stopped, which would be in October. Can you imagine? So, they're going to try to rescue the rest of them. It says the soccer team of 12 boys and their 25-year-old coach. They went exploring the Tam Long Nang Non Cave network on the June 23rd, but were forced up higher and higher when seasonal rains flooded its passages. And they are stuck in this cave. One Navy SEAL lost his life trying to rescue them on Friday. So, this is a dire situation. Now, I want you to think how these boys are. They're wet, they're cold, they're hungry. I would suppose they can drink some, because they do have water all around them, and they could probably catch some, which isn't already filthy. But even if it's filthy, they've at least got water, because you'll die of thirst before you die of hunger. These young boys and their coach are in a life and death situation. Totally and completely trapped. So, we're going to call him Senator D.D. for Dick Durbin. And he is a Dim, D-I-M. Meaning he's not the brightest bulb in the box. So what does Senator D.D. say? He compares. First, he says his heart and prayers are for these boys in Thailand trapped. Then he goes on to say, I hope our hearts and prayers are also with the thousands of children, toddlers, and infants removed from their parents by the Trump administration under zero tolerance. They're trapped in a bureaucratic cave, too, so let's not forget them. Well, let's think about this, Senator D.D. These children that you call trapped in a cave, a bureaucracy, the bureaucracy comes from you, Congress. You're the ones. You. Congress, these children have a warm, safe place to be. They are being fed. They have water. They have toys to play with. And their parents aren't far away. So let's talk about this, Senator D.D., as to what's really going on. Because what's really going on is you're using an extreme emergency situation, life and death, and comparing it to a separation of children from their parents who were doing an illegal act. American children are separated from their parents when they commit felonies daily. Why should it be any different for someone who's coming into this nation illegally? Not all of these children are their own. They're using these children. We have an issue, a crisis of human trafficking. But you don't hear the Dims, D-I-Ms, ever talk about that. No. It's just the sadness of separating the children from their parents. You know? He makes absolute no sense. Absolutely no sense in this comparison. But you're going to let him get away with it? Are you going to get away with it, Senator Dee Dee? Not here on CNC Talk Radio. You are not going to get away with it. Because it was a stupid statement. And it was actually disrespectful to those Thailand boys who are caught in a cave. Maybe they'll get out, and maybe they won't. No food, no warmth, they're wet, they're hungry. Not the children here in the United States of America. I'm just so done with the Dems. I'm just so done with them. I really am. So, why would we let them say these things? They also went after socialist protesters. Now think about this. They're socialists. They're protesting our republic, which they're allowed to do under the First Amendment. But they're not allowed to harass and stalk people. That is against the law. So what did they do this weekend? Which is, to me, it's a little bit of irony here because I see Senator Mitch McConnell as one of them. I'm sorry, Mitch, but I do. Because you have not done a whole lot to support the current president. You have allowed the obstruction. So I find a bit of irony in the fact that they went after him this weekend. It was a group of Louisville residents, including several Democrat socialist members. Isn't that amazing? They're socialists, and yet they claim they take an oath, at least the ones that are elected, to uphold the Constitution, which is a republic. All right. Anyway, these members, they had a message for Mitch McConnell. I hear the music. As he left a local restaurant yesterday, which was Sunday. Powerful people like Mitch deserve no peace while they enable the imprisonment of babies in concentration camps. There we go again. The babies are in concentration camps. You'd think they were in these little pup tents being fed baloney. Where's Arpaio when we need him? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen. So the unborn can be heard.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, I was talking about, as we went into the break, the socialist protesters, because they're members of the Dem Socialist Party, the Dem Socialists. I think they should change that to DIM as a D-I-M. I'm changing it to D-I-M, meaning DIM, not the brightest bulb in the box. Can you join me in that? Just start calling them DIMs, and the Rhino Republicans calling them RIPs, because they're ripping this nation apart. They have ripped the Constitution apart. They have ripped everything apart in this nation. But when we do that, we've got to realize that we the people, we let them. We have let them do this. So they protest this guy. They're clueless. Most of them, I'm thinking, although it was a Sunday, I'm thinking they don't have jobs. They're totally dependent on the government. And they're yelling that he's a fascist. Do they have any idea what socialism does? Have they seen Venezuela lately? It has never worked anywhere for the people. It might work for the dictatorships, but it doesn't work for the people. So where do they think they will be if this becomes a socialist, 100% socialist government? Well, one thing, we will never, ever again be this greatest nation. Ever. If we become socialists. And that's what Hillary Clinton wants. Do you know there's rumors she's thinking about running in 2020? Ooh. What will the Dems do, the DIMs? What will they do? She's having a little trouble coming up with the money, though. Rumors were they were on a... Are you ready for this? That she and Bill were on a regular flight on the airplane, not the private. The regular flights, you know, like you and I do. They might have been in first class. I've never been in first class. I've walked through it. It's always kind of mean that you have to walk through first class to get to the back of the... And literally, the last time I was on the plane, I was literally in the very, very back. You know, everybody said, well, that's not bad, except everybody's going to the bathroom. It was a three-hour flight. Everybody was going to the bathroom. Okay, one more thing here. I want to... And this is also coming from the Daily Signal, and this is by Jameson Taylor. And I want you to stop and think about this, because I have shared articles with you before about certain states that have welfare work. You have to have a job to get welfare. And many people, after that, are getting off welfare. The Senate is killing the Senate as a whole. Republicans and Dems, Rips and Dems, are killing the state welfare reform. It says few policy reforms, have been as popular as welfare to work. Why, then, is the U.S. Senate trying to kill state efforts at encouraging able-bodied adults to get a job? There's two things you need to remember. A nation doesn't get out of poverty by putting people on welfare. Jobs are the best antidote to poverty. So why would the Senate be against this? The two most important features of the federal law were time limits on how long recipients could remain on welfare and work requirements for those on welfare. Both of these reforms were targeted at able-bodied, working-age adults on cash assistance and food stamps, SNAP. Why would they do this? Well, let me tell you why they would do this. Votes. They would do this for votes. They need you, the American people, to be dependent on the government. If you are dependent on the government, job security for them. And they can keep making these stupid policies, these socialistic policies, both the Rips and the Dems with an I. Because what they do then is they control you. You are then a slave to the government. Chains just as tight, if not tighter, than what our horrible time in our history with slavery was. They have no hope. We have seen now the generation after generation after generation of people on welfare. They don't get jobs. They don't get anything but government checks. And they do better than some of us who have jobs. I know they're doing a lot better than me today. Senate is killing state welfare reform. This goes through several presidents, including Bill Clinton, who goes all the way back. But they're going to kill it. Why are they going to kill it? Because it's good for the people. Welfare to work is good for the people. Welfare to stay is not good for the people. This nation was established to be a republic where the people are in charge. Once the people become enslaved to big government, the bureaucracy that they complain about is them. They created the bureaucracy, and we have put up with it. As George Washington said, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. Tonight, the president, President Donald Trump, will announce his nominee for the Supreme Court Justice, and we will start the fight. The fight will be, actually, it's already begun. Before they even knew what it was, they started in. But the fight will begin. Will we see Mitch McConnell step up and do the right thing, or is he still going to be wishy-washy? I still find the irony in the fact that they were protesting Mitch McConnell when Mitch McConnell has helped them in their obstructionism in Congress. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann. I want you to contemplate. Get your dictionary out. I want you to start looking up or research on the World Wide Web if you want. What the difference between a democracy, a republic, and socialism is. And what is fascism? They're throwing that word around. What is that? Maybe we'll talk about that later this week. Tomorrow we will have Daniel Turner with us. And I have an article here that I think is going to be very interesting to discuss with him. It's time that we, the people, knew who we were in order to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.